We talked to our friend Pam Colleen, nutritional consultant from London, Ontario. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you today?
I am terrific. Now, let me ask you about three things, and maybe we'll focus on the last one, because you've suffered from this, and I think a lot of people who don't suffer from it don't understand what it is, and that is chronic fatigue, which sounds like, oh, you're tired, are you? You're always tired. Fibromyalgia, which is like, I have no idea what that is, and multiple chemical sensitivity. Are they related? What are they? How many people are affected?
Oh, my goodness. The numbers today who are affected by these conditions, of course, are you know, epidemic proportions. There are so many people out there struggling with fatigue, for example, at varying degrees. So, you know, you may have some people out there that can still work, still function, and go to a 9-to-5 job, but then they come home at night and all they can do is basically barely make dinner and curl up in front of the television set before they go to bed.
Okay.
So they really are not living a full life,
no,
even at that capacity. And then, of course, you have some people who may only be able to work part-time, and then, of course, you have the very disabling type of chronic fatigue where people can't work at all, and that's basically where I was at. I was at a very disabled level of chronic fatigue. And fibromyalgia, of course, is it goes hand in hand with chronic fatigue in that there's also some sort of level of inflammation or pain in the body, generally speaking, and I'm speaking very generally here, but that's usually what it means. And then another condition that can go with those two, of course, is multiple chemical sensitivities, or what is also known as environmental illness, and that is very disabling because it prevented me from being able to go into stores, for example. I couldn't handle the smell of detergents or perfumes or the chemicals that are used on shoes and shoe stores. So if I were out in stores that emitted these types of chemicals, of course, it would disable me that much more. I could feel very poisoned, from smelling these types of chemicals. And it's really because my body didn't have the ability to detoxify those chemicals. I was so incredibly deficient and toxic myself that any other invader, any other type of toxin would just fill my cup over would make my cup overflow so that I really couldn't handle any excess type of toxicity.
And even something as what I would consider mild, and you probably in the worst case would be, that's not mild, Tom, but something as just smelling something where me, I'm blessed maybe by being hard of smelling, so I don't really smell that well, but you would think that going down, as you say, an aisle of a grocery store or someone maybe in front of you at church with perfume on, or anything that wasn't a natural smell would just overwhelm you.
Oh, it burned my nose. It would create a very toxic taste in my mouth for days afterwards. It would make me feel really woozy, really queasy, really nauseated. The fatigue that I already felt, of course, would only be worsened by the smell of, say, a perfume. And, I mean, you can see how ubiquitous this problem is today just by looking at the signs on buildings today where
right.
they say, please don't wear perfume coming into this building.
Right, right. And we've taken it, and I was like, are you people just complainers or whiners? But there are people who actually were like, no, I feel sickened by it. So what is it then? What causes it? What's going on in the body? What causes this?
Well, I think what really is going on is the body has an impaired detoxification system. That's basically one element of it. It's a big element of it. And when the body slows down in terms of its ability to detoxify, of course, any little extra thing that could burden the system, of course, you will react to it. And that can be anything from mold to pollen to, you know, these synthetic fragrances that you might be smelling in perfumes. So, it's just that the body has basically that your body's is the cup is full. Like I said earlier, people's bodies are like a full cup of toxicity, and they just can't take in anything else, and they can't deal with the toxicity within their own system as it is. So essentially, one of the things that has gone wrong is that the liver isn't able to detoxify as well as it should. And keep in mind that the liver is basically one of the main organs of detoxification. So it's a very, very important organ. And another thing that will go on, of course, is the body's ability to eliminate as well is impaired. And so the body's instead of getting rid of the toxins, the body is holding on to the toxins. And so for me to be able to increase my ability to detoxify these elements that I'm exposed to every day in the environment, I had to clean out my liver. I had to improve my digestive system. And, of course, this is a whole program that I had to do to myself in order to resuscitate those systems. It takes a lot of work. But of course, it's very worthwhile because now I can handle going into, you know, if you walk into a department store, and of course, when you're walking by the perfume section, I can do that now. It doesn't bother me anymore. I can go into a shoe store. It doesn't bother me anymore.
A shoe store?
Well, you know, the shoes have a lot of chemicals.
Interesting. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That new leather smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Is so not exactly not exactly natural, maybe.
No, I'm just throwing out a couple of examples, but it's, you know, the detergents,
right.
The soaps, the laundries, the, you know, the fragrance departments and Sears or whatever. I mean, none of those things really bother me anymore. And so I'm really fortunate that I was able to rebuild my system.
So it was a matter of not only, as you say, think of it almost as maybe a tub when you're filling it up with water and you put a stopper in it, just like if you're not able to detoxify. You know, the water fills up and fills up and fills up. Well, you can either unplug the tub and get the water out of there, or you can just not add water. And so in a lot of cases, we're like, well, don't walk in with chemicals, or let's limit the exposure to chemicals and make sure you're not wearing anything scented for people who have this condition. But you're saying, you know what, that may be true, but you also have to be able to get rid of the body's toxins, that
right.
You have to strengthen the body's, and our body is, thanks to our liver and thanks to our immune system, we're able to detoxify to some. I mean, we're able to get rid of impurities
right.
In the body.
Yeah, and I'm not making excuses for the chemicals out in the environment. I mean, I don't think they should be there. But yeah, we shouldn't be as debilitated from these smells and exposures as people like myself have been, and so many people are struggling with today. I mean, we have to consider, of course, that there are at least 75,000 chemicals out there in the environment that are new to mankind. These are very new since the 1900s. And we're all like canaries in a coal mine. We're basically exposed to these chemicals. The government is not regulating these chemicals. They're just putting them out there willy-nilly, essentially, and saying, okay, let's just see what happens to humans after they're exposed to all these chemicals.
But I guess, and we'll talk about this when we come back, the great thing is the human body, how strong and flexible and adaptable it is, that we can make sure, and we can put her, I mean, I guess it's a matter of we can defend ourselves from inside as long as everything's working. So when we get back, tell me how you did it and what you recommend for people to be able to survive the environmental toxins that I just take for granted, but obviously my body needs to get rid of it too. So how do I strengthen my ability to detoxify? We'll talk about that when we get back. Okay. 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, I'm joined by Pam Colleen, nutritional consultant. This is News Talk 610 CKTV. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock is our time. Pam Colleen, nutritional consultant, is our guest. We talk to Pam every couple of weeks, and Pam, during the break, I get this email. Thank you so much for your discussion on toxic chemicals in the body. I've been suffering from this for 4 years and take 3 medications daily to manage it. Mm. Barely. Can't wait to hear about how to clean out the liver, Kathleen. How typical is Kathleen's story? How often do you hear from clients like this?
Very typical. Very, very typical. Very disabling condition. And people are treated as if they're crazy and it's not in their head. It's a very physical problem. Unfortunately, it is curable. But unfortunately, when you look at support groups for people who are struggling with multiple chemical sensitivities, they actually believe that it's incurable. And I know for a fact that that's just not true. So it's really difficult to get through to some of these people who are suffering so much. And I'd love to help them, and I do enjoy helping them, but they can't be defeatist. They must do a lot of work to be able to restore their biochemistry so that they can handle these chemicals in the environment. So, you know, I'll go through some general ideas. By no means is this everything I would recommend. It's just some very simple things. But one of the key things for detoxification, of course, is to make sure you have enough sulfur in your diet. And one of the best ways, as you know, Tom, to get sulfur in your diet is by eating enough eggs. Right? So get over any cholesterol phobia, get over any fat phobia, you know, enjoy your eggs every single day in order to get the sulfur. Another way to get some sulfur, of course, is by taking Epsom salt baths with magnesium sulfate. And so just soaking in an Epsom salt bath every day can also be very helpful.
Interesting.
And another thing to do is, of course, increase your intake of vitamin A. And please do not confuse vitamin A with beta carotene. They are not the same. You must get your vitamin A from things like butter, meat, eggs, you know, liver, organ meats in general. So this is where we get our most concentrated sources of vitamin A. And another way you can get it is by taking cod liver oil. In order to have proper detoxification, in order to help support the liver, you must get lots of vitamin A in your diet. And research has been done to show that people who do have multiple chemical sensitivities tend to be very deficient in vitamin A. And remember, it's not the beta-carotene in carrots that I'm talking about here. It's the vitamin A that you find in nutrient-dense animal foods.
When you were growing up, did your mother force you to have cod liver oil?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Okay, all right, yeah, because it was, oh, people hated it. Oh, turns out, you know what, it was terrific for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrific for us.
Now, another very important detoxifier in the body is a compound called glutathione. And in order to produce enough glutathione, you must get enough vitamin B6 and zinc in your diet. And the best ways to do that, of course, is to eat raw dairy products. And things like steak, hopefully more on the rare side, because B6 is a very fragile vitamin, and it's found in animal foods, but if you overcook the animal foods, you might destroy that vitamin 6. So remember, you must produce enough glutathione, and to produce the glutathione, make sure you're eating enough animal foods that contain the vitamin B6 and the zinc. Now, this is the least comfortable way for most people to increase glutathione production, thereby supporting the liver, and I hate to say this to your audience, but honestly, one of the most powerful ways to jumpstart the liver is through doing coffee enemas.
Okay. And why is that?
Because one of the ways, what it does is it actually helps stimulate the liver, increase liver production, increase the body's glutathione, and also stimulates bile production, which is where a lot of the toxins are going to come out through.
Triple espresso. I'm going in the other end. Is that not going to help?
Not taking it orally. This is something that the medical profession used to use many years ago. Yeah, it was in the Merck manual up until the 1970s. So doctors used to recommend coffee enemas to their patients, but unfortunately today, of course, they're recommending lots of laxatives, which is not solving the problem.
Okay, so let's go over. For your liver, you need sulfur,
mm-hmm.
and that a good source is, best source is eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or Epsom bath with magnesium sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A, which is a number of good sources of vitamin A, but not beta-carotene. Vitamin A, you need vitamin A. Glutathione, and again, to stimulate glutathione production for the liver, it's a couple of the B vitamins. And what were the B vitamins again?
It's actually B6, vitamin
B6. B6, right.
And zinc. And
okay.
So the zinc-rich foods would be things like red meat or a nice big steak, or raw dairy products are a terrific source of vitamin B6.
So raw dairy is a good source of B6.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So raw cheese, if people can't get raw milk, then they can get it through raw cheese, for example. But you're also going to get B6 in a nice piece of steak, as long as you don't overcook the steak. You still want it to have some redness to it, maybe rare, medium rare, something like that.
And what's so fascinating to me is that all the, you know, as you call them, the diet dictocrats, and all the things, don't eat eggs, don't eat red meat, don't get fat, don't eat fat or whatever. These are all from foods that at one point have been the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
That the foods that have been labeled, these are bad for you, are the sources for all these essential fatty acids and these essential amino acids that the body needs. And in order to help our liver, we needed these things to help our liver. And then when you cut them all out, no wonder your body has a problem.
Yeah, we're breaking down today because our dietary dictocrats are telling us to avoid the very foods that we need for proper detoxification, proper liver function, and proper immune system function. And you know on this show how much I feel about good digestion as well, Tom. We've talked about it several times. And remember that about 70 or 80% of your immune system is the actual lining of your gut. So other things you must respect, of course, are all other traditional foods like kefir, yogurt, and raw sauerkraut.
All right, so for your digestive system, kefir yogurt, which you'll be able to find, where could I go to find that? Where's a good location?
Well, if you're fortunate enough to be able to get raw milk from a local farmer, you could make those foods yourself.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could go to a health food store and just make sure if you're buying kefir and yogurt that it's the highest fat content that you can find, just enjoy it. Throw some berries in there, you know, if it's unsweetened. Add a tiny bit of local maple syrup to it if you want it in there. But that's really good medicine for you, of course.
Now, last thing, well, we got a minute. How long is this process? I don't imagine it's a weekend in your cured. How long people like yourself, how long did it take you, and how long does it take other people who have multiple chemical sensitivity before they start to see a breakthrough?
It really depends on the person, depends on how long they've been sick. It depends on their compliance. I wish I could give a date or a time, but certainly, you know, when I'm working with people, I get to see great results in people if they work really hard on the program within 3 months. But generally, to restore one's biochemistry with a lot of hard work, it can take up to a year, if not 2 years, before the biochemistry is fully restored.
For more information, your website again, PamKilleen.com.
Just my name, PamKilleen.com.
And do you have some seminars coming up?
I do. I'm actually teaching my nutrition boot camp in London, Ontario, at the Central Library every Saturday for the month of February.
All right. Are you coming to Niagara to do any of those?
Oh, I haven't. I had a couple people who wanted to invite me, so I hope I hear from them, because I'd love to teach in the Niagara region.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Stay healthy.
You too.